historically, your BIF board sat down and decided that maybe we've been wandering a little bit over the last few years, so we tried to refocus. We used the skills of Dr. Tom Field, and we went through a strategic planning process to look and really try to focus in on what BIF is or actually has been and what it should be today and in, on into the future. And so just briefly, I'm going to just go through what we defined as key areas that are going to, that we're going to try to focus on as a board as we look to the future at BIF. Communication and marketing is one of the key areas that we feel BIF is going to attempt to put some traction. And our high priority there is to build the BIF brand, just make BIF more top-of-the-mind awareness on the part of producers in our industry. And then a high priority under communication and marketing would be to increase event attendance, develop a sustainable process to identify and solicit partners and sponsors. I mean, to this point in time, those of you that have been involved in BIF have realized or do realize that it's a fairly loosely structured process. And I think as it becomes more visible in the eyes of the industry, we need to revisit some of these issues as a board and organization. Guidelines and standardization, obviously this is one of the areas that that BIF has been looked to by the industry as a means to standardize our guidelines. And so the highest priority under this area is to revise the 8th edition of the guidelines and assign, update, and additional responsibilities and encourage the use of the guidelines. With another high priority under guidelines and standardization is to develop how-to videos in support of standards and guidelines. Staff and operations, and I mean, I think this is one of those real major moves that BIF is contemplating, and the highest priority under staff and operations would be to conduct a feasibility study for creation of a genetic evaluation center. And again, and I believe it was Dr. Pollack's visit with us yesterday or last evening that we brought up the fact of moving from what we can do to what we will do in the future. And so this is one area that BIF is going to explore again, first of all, to establish a feasibility of moving this project forward. And so then under the high priorities of our staff and operations, evaluate a dues structure, and again, enhance top-of-the-mind awareness of BIF as the value to the cattle industry, and develop and implement pull-through programs to deliver value to the industry. And lastly, education. Our highest priority there is to develop a program plan aligned with an identified target audience, and evaluate opportunities for regionalized program delivery. And under the area of research and new technology, and I think, again, this is what we know BIF has been in the past, but our highest priority is support a systems-based approach, a systems-based research, and develop standardized approach to new technology validation. Develop protocols to estimate association between DNA traits and economics, plus SNP inclusion process. Evaluate if BIF should add genetic/phenotypic evaluation of commercial cattle to its mission statement. And provide a forum for discussion relative to new research priorities beyond the annual meeting. And then a high priority under this area, key results area, is to evaluate whole genome selection, a whole genome selection concept. Now you can see that a lot of these things are just getting started. BIF board, for those of you that aren't aware, is a volunteer army, okay? And so to get traction under many of these key results areas, demands a lot of commitment on the part of the BIF board. And that, again, was the mission of the long-range planning process, to refocus our efforts so that we can move forward as a organization and reestablish the purpose of what BIF was formed with 40 years ago. Now, that's the end of my presentation, and if there are any questions, whether or not I can answer them is not known, but if there are none, Dr. Mark Tallman will take over.
How's that for ducking it?
Any questions or comments on the strategic planning process? We really want this to be as open and transparent as possible, so we appreciate your ideas and suggestions. And
what's the next step, Ron? The next step would be everyone on the board has signed up for these key results areas, put a name on it, and kind of actually Dr. Field used the analogy when they signed the Declaration of Independence, it wasn't like, we kind of think maybe we should do this. It was like, this is a declaration. So the board and its members signed up under each of the key results areas and going to convene via conference call between now and our mid-year meetings, and then come to our mid-year meetings with some initial reports and progress and update. As far as a timeline right now, to say that we're going to have this done by next BIF annual meeting, by the annual meeting next year, we don't have that timeline, but again, our mission, our purpose, is to refocus BIF as an organization, to make sure that our purpose is being carried out.